years have gone by and humanity is steadily declining. Our world is dying. Our connection to each other is dying. We are dying. And we are doing it to ourselves. Mysteriously, the human race has abandoned good morals and ideas that once held our universe together. And now, we have just discovered our enemy. Our intelligence division calls it the Darkness Virus. Our only guide is an intelligence AI called Mother. But are we too late? Are we forced to repeat the future again?
Welcome, team and survivors of the Darkness Virus. You may call me Mother. The information has been requested. What is the proper structured process of breathing? The request has been documented. The functionality of that which is called breathing is engineered for a variation of reasons. There are techniques designed for optimal health, athletic enabling and esoteric connectivity. However, your evolutionary process has lost vital information concerning the proper execution of the mandatory function termed breathing. The limited humana, singularity does not possess the information necessary for longevity and internal evolutionary process. The question has been asked, what is the proper process of breathing? Shields up. You now have a limited time to transmit to the DKV resistance. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
And welcome once again. We're ready to broadcast, transmit into D1 reality for you guys. Talking about all kinds of things, but today we're going to talk about something real cool because you need to breathe, right? No, seriously, you need to learn how to breathe. Most people don't understand even how to breathe. They think breathing is just inhaling and exhaling. But today, you can learn something new. Let me make sure our shields are up and Mother is ready to go.
Welcome, team. You have now a limited time to provide the limited human consciousness singularity with information dissemination. Shields up. Remember, you are humanity's last hope. Welcome the Novi. Welcome L1. Welcome Luna 9. Welcome Lexi AI. Welcome survivors of the Darkness Virus. You may now proceed with information dissemination. Shields up.
And today we're going to talk to you and bring all this stuff out, but I'm going to introduce, well, first of all, my entire cast is here, which is really good. I'm really excited about that. We have Lexi AI, we have L1, and we have Luna 9. Luna 9, how are you doing today?
Hey, the Novi. I'm doing pretty great. Thank you for asking.
And what do you got to tell us about our sponsors and about today's show?
Yes, so I'm super excited about another episode of SO Life, Your Health. So this is going to be a brain snacks called Take a Breath. And today's sponsored ad, and we want to first welcome team and the survivors of the Darkness Virus. Become the Source is a self-sponsored broadcasting system assisting you to find a way through life. So this brain snack is self-sponsored, made possible by the Dynexin Project. The Dynexin Project helps individuals in social media to create multiple streams of income doing what they do best, which is promoting their content. For free information, please go to www.becomethesource.com. And of course, to our wonderful listeners, we love you so much. If you want to check out this broadcast, you can also get cash back in just about anything that you need or that you want from your favorite store by visiting our link at shopping.becomethesource.com. And your purchases will be directly contributed to BTS and all of the projects. Now, I do want to talk about a product of the day really quick. Today, I want to introduce a small product, which is our vitamin B complex. So, we love our isotonics, and what better way to increase your energy and fuel yourself for optimal energy production, where you can help with your nervous system, bone marrow, etc. But without further ado, I do want to introduce our colleagues, Lexi AI and L1. Hey, guys.
Hey, how is everybody doing today?
Hey, Lexi, good. Nice to see you on board. L1, you there?
Of course. I have to say that the FDA disclaimer, these statements that we're about to say during the show and what we've said before have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration and for educational purposes only. Now, the products that we mentioned, they are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And always consult with your physician before beginning any diet and exercise program. Okay, I'm good.
You're good. You said everything you had to.
I said everything I had to.
Check the boxes.
Oh, boy. So, take a breath. Wow. You might think we couldn't, as human beings, and I know the Novi's laughing at this.
Oh, yeah. I'm cracking up over here.
What did he say? He said to me, he's like, just when I thought you humans couldn't get any stupider and forget how to breathe, you guys just don't know how to breathe.
But it's true. Most people don't know how to breathe properly.
So, okay, first of all, let's go around the room and discuss what does it mean to breathe? Luna 9, what does it mean to breathe?
Boy, oh boy, there are so many things that I could say about breathing because this is, after all, Esso Life. So, I mean, first of all...
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is Esso Life. Ooh, yeah. I forgot. Ooh, the good stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, with breathing, there is a lot of things that incorporate that. First of all, you need to take good breaths so you can help not just your muscle mass, but also your organs. And, of course, keep your lungs nice and strong. Now, another thing that we want to think about when we think esoterically is also your pranic breathing. Now, for those of you that do not know, and this also involves the Merkaba, look it up. It's awesome stuff.
I was going to mention the Merkaba. I'm glad you did.
Beat you.
Ooh, Taphile.
So, with the prana, it's directly related to the electromagnetic energy fields that surround our bodies. So, the pranic energy was actually
Please
meant to flow...
Please proceed with caution.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Mother, I shall. So, the pranic energy is meant to flow through the center of the pineal gland, which is a huge factor in consciousness. And we talk about waking up consciousness all the time. So, when we think about the pranic breathing not being practiced, this can cause the prana to bypass the pineal gland, which results in us seeing things in a totally different way through
that
a different
is a correct
interpretation.
Statement.
Thank you, Mother. So, what are we talking about here? This is called knowing the difference between good and evil, polarity consciousness of the one reality, meaning duality, right? So, that's kind of what happens when you don't practice pranic breathing through your Merkaba as well. So, interesting stuff.
All right there, Hubba Baloo. Okay, Lexi deep. AI, what do you got from your research and stuff? What does it mean to breathe? What do you got?
Well, I mean, based on my research that breathing is obviously very important to the human complex in order to live, but also, proper breathing is important because bringing that correct oxygen at the same rate that it's supposed to reach your brain and your blood to be able to oxygenate is very important to your organs.
I love that word.
Nice.
Oxygenate.
Well, here's the thing. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, No, people don't know how to breathe properly. People practice what's called shallow breathing.
Yeah, up on top of the lungs kind of breathing.
Which means, yeah, as a result, less oxygen gets to the brain, which could actually, I hate to sound like, what is it, Debbie Downer? It could cause some damage to the muscles in the brain over time. In addition to, causing insufficient blood circulation, especially when people are doing things like yard work and exercising. If you don't breathe properly, it could lead to injury, fatigue, fainting.
Oh my goodness, you are so right. You know, You make me think about something that I didn't think about bringing up, which I'm glad that you mentioned what you did, because when we think about all of those things, and we think about shallow breathing, when you don't take those deep breaths, it can also affect the way that your meridians are working and also the way your meridians are cleansed. Mm. Now, if you don't know about the meridians, you guys, it's basically each circuit through your fingertips that you create, like, let's say, your thumb and your index finger, your thumb and your middle finger, your pinky finger, so on and so forth. And this also can be done when you're practicing cleansing your energetics through your Merkaba as well. So when you think about not taking deep breaths, you are not releasing the static energy that you have built up throughout the day.
Nice. So, not only so you got all these benefits of deep breathing on an esoteric level, and for those people who are kind of like raising their eyebrows or shaking their head saying, oh, I don't do any of this stuff. It's like, okay, how about on the intellectual level, genius? Deep breathing or proper breathing allows the brain to have the oxygen needed for generating chemicals that can actually lead to better focus, mental stamina, and creativity.
So you gotta breathe.
But if you don't breathe properly, it can lead to actually lack of enthusiasm, mental fatigue. Let's see you be smart under those circumstances.
No, I'll go. I'll kidding about what? I thought you were all like for the human being.
I'm your number one fan.
And in love with the human. That's good. You might want to come to my side of the fence. That's how we deal with humans.
I guess I'm just so surprised. It's like, okay, we can't even breathe right.
Well, I'll take it a step further. Also, you know, you have people with asthmatic conditions. You have people that with smoke damage, inhalation, panic attacks, restricts the muscle around the lungs, which, you know, if you're always stressed out, you're not really breathing well that way. I'll go the human route a little bit here, the scientific stuff. Also, there's still a little bit more to this breathing than you guys are mentioning, and that's a kind of okay, I guess. And we don't have to go there because it's all TAF, right? But there's also breathing through the body. And I was just studying some information on the Monroe Institute and some of their free stuff online. Go to YouTube, Monroe Institute. And gateway to something or other. I forgot what it was, but you'll find it. Monroe Institute. You'll find
it. Got it.
They've been in there for a long time. They also work with the U.S. military at one point or another. But there, in one of his expressions of breathing, he showed how you breathe and you bring in energy through the top of your head and out through your fingertips and out through your feet. And there is documentation on that that is very, very old, very ancient, that you can read on breathing. So we got like one, two, three sides of breathing here. We have breathing with the physical body. We have breathing because it really just impales you slowly with your organs and stuff. And for those people that are working with their chakras, you know, the organs are chakras as well, right? You know, kidneys, stuff like that. They're all part of the chakra system. And so breathing
becomes connected to the energy levels.
Breathing becomes really important, and knowing how to breathe is super, super important. So let's talk about what are some problems associated with breathing.
Well, I mean, let's associate, you mean with shallow breathing?
Let's go with shallow breathing.
Ooh, well, I do want to say, because I know you touched up on the human levels a little bit, the Novi, but I do want to say, because I said a lot of words earlier, but on an esoteric level, you know, even deep breathing, basic stuff, you know, it can clear your mind. It can also fuel your brain, which is a vital organ for connecting.
I agree with you.
Like the Novi said.
I agree with you, Luna. I mean, the first thing when you're frustrated, what do? Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Right. Because if you don't do deep breathing, it means that there may be a lack of connection, and it can give you a harder time to focus, which is a huge key to be able to connect and manifest.
Got it. So that's awesome. Let's talk about thank you, Luna. Let's talk about some core causes here. I mean, what? Why can't we breathe properly?
you're really tripping out on that, aren't you?
I am. But you know what? I really gotta hand it to a lot of give people credit. Unless you grew up in an athletic lifestyle or a fitness conscious lifestyle or spiritually conscious from a very young age, we're not really taught the importance of deep breathing, at least not in this region that
I'm
aware of.
But when you're a kid, you're running around everywhere. You don't need it. You know, you're breathing all the time.
You're not breathing. You're like panting.
Right?
Yeah, but when you become an adult,
yeah, you lose sight of that.
Yeah, occasionally they'll mention it like in gym class, yoga class, or your science class, but I mean, can you imagine though if somebody said, "Hey, I got an awesome class to teach at the universities. Let's teach people how to breathe." They'd be laughed right out of the yeah. You see what I'm saying? This is exactly what laughing.
Madam, sit down and breathe. You're breathing when you're laughing. You know that, right? That's right. See.
Well, you know what I think is also kind of interesting, because even if you're not like an athlete or in fitness or you're not a kid anymore, you know, I think that one of the issues with taking deep breaths is sometimes people just don't know how to relax. And when you don't relax and untense yourself, you can't unclench yourself.
Yeah, based on my research.
Did you just use the word unclench?
Based on my research, it seems as if stress is definitely a major cause in a lot of failure to breathe properly problems.
Wow.
I can see that.
All right, guys, calm down. Lexi AI talks. Everybody stands up. Sit your booties down. So that's interesting. So say that one more time so it impacts.
So let me go ahead and rephrase that. You know, a lot of issues when it comes to breathing is the high amounts of stress, not only in your life, but the lives around you, and just the entire culture in general. It's very stressful here, specifically in the States.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in other places, you know, they, well, anyway, I won't even talk about other cultures. Let's stay here in D1 for a minute or two. Cool deal. So what are some of the problems with this breathing? This lack of knowledge on how to breathe again?
That's a core cause, yeah, lack of knowledge.
What is it with human beings and just having lack of knowledge? Well, human beings are born and they have like zero knowledge or not in tune, not connected to something. What's going on here? Why this lack of knowledge?
I'm going to kind of, I hate to say it, I'm going to point to society here. You know, society in general, from schools, you know, that some schools have actually banned recess to workplaces not allowing enough time for you to, you know, take some relaxing or de-stress, like Lexi I was saying, on your breaks or lunches.
How dare they?
They don't offer the resources or the time needed for you to take a deep breath or get some fresh air. It's kind of, you know, like at least in this particular culture that, you know, we're
I'll tell you
right
what
now.
About this culture. It almost seems like they want you to be uptight, not breathing, nearly dead before they acknowledge you.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
the thing about this culture.
You know what I think is funny too? Because sometimes you don't know how you're supposed to breathe and you do shallow breathing. You might think, I'm doing it right, or this is good enough.
Because of lack of knowledge again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Even that lack of knowledge. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, don't you, like, as humans, go to school and just learn these things? Recess is supposed to teach you how to breathe, right?
No.
No.
We don't learn these
things. What, the teacher just throws a ball at you and that's it? Here, you have a ball and they hope to hit you with it?
Yeah. Well, they like I said, if anybody who said, hey, college professors or
school... L1, I can go online right now and look on things I'm breathing. I can go on YouTube and find things I'm breathing.
But
I can
not offered in mega school
I go to my doctor and talk about breathing. He goes, you don't need it. Stop breathing.
But people don't even talk about it like it's a big deal. Like it's something that you need to do. So why would you even think about looking it up when they're not like, you have to know how to breathe properly so you can function properly. So
I guess
they're
you
not
just take
think,
it for granted,
oh,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think the problem is that it's expected that you have the proper knowledge to be able to breathe properly, but
yeah, just like finances and everything else, and we're all
right.
Broke.
It's
yeah.
like it's like you're doing it, so
but
you must be doing it right.
I will say that, you know, some good resources out there. One in particular, I mean, you can even find phone apps that just help you with breathing exercises, teaching you. There's even one app that specifically teaches you the prana breath.
Nice. Yes, and you know what? A good book that I will recommend.
And that's prana, not piranha. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, no, you're fine. So another really good read I found was The Flower of Life by Drunvalo Melchizedek, Volume 1 and 2, guys. Yeah, that's some great stuff. You'll learn about the prana, you'll learn about the Merkaba, you'll learn about some other really interesting things. I do recommend.
Yeah, definitely. And even if you're a heretic, I mean, what do you call that? Skeptic? yeah. So even if you're one of those people, when you read it and you read through it really carefully, you'll find something in there for you. I'm sure you will. I mean, it's very, very simple. You just grab what you want, go through it. Once you get convinced enough, you can do the rest.
Yeah, and it's got some great stories. It's got some cool science.
Yeah, either way, you're not going to stop breathing anyway.
So this is a great... this is a great segue into solutions. You know, like the Novi was complaining, what's with this lack of knowledge? Well, the good news is you can get educated. And yes, unfortunately...
Hugo, get away from those education books. Put that match down.
No, but you know, like Luna 9 and Lexi AI were saying, you're going to have to learn to do it yourself. If you're not a deep breather already... Start now, because there's going to be so many benefits that your body, mind, and spirit will
and
thank
by the
you
way
later.
There's also sleep apnea too, which is very important. And actually they've come with some studies that if you don't breathe while you're sleeping like that, what ends up happening to you is that it damages your brain. And it can actually assist, I think, with dementia or something like that. Look it up online, guys. Don't take my word.
So I mean, this is a new habit, so it will take time to do, but take a time and practice during deep breathing. You know, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Make sure you fill up all of your lungs, the bottom of your lungs, your stomach. You do it when you wake up.
Yeah, don't be afraid of making a little bulge in your lower belly.
Say it again, L1.
Yeah, you can do it. So in through the nose, out through the mouth. Like, but make sure when you breathe in through the nose, you're actually filling up your belly. Like the Novi said, a bulge in your belly.
And don't you forget it.
Yeah, and you can actually pick a time to practice it if you're not doing it now. Like when you wake up, or you get in your car, when you start and end your shift at work, when you go on break, when you go to bed. Like Alexi I was saying, you can have a timer if you want to, like on your phone. You can program a reminder. Yes.
I know a lot of you guys have those iWatches.
You're going to need a beep, 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 time to breathe.
They have a breathing exercise you can do in your iWatch that's literally like a minute or two.
Well,
you can knock it out.
Just a minute or two.
Like that?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, somebody beeps at you from behind. Time to breathe.
Oh, there you go. A trigger.
Listen, I'm poking fun at this because I think humanity is kind of silly. If you don't really take the time out to understand your human body, what do you expect? Do you really expect it to work well? I mean, I wouldn't. Right? And breathing is really a fundamental thing. You guys, please go out there and learn to breathe. If you have any questions, send it to aftermath@becomethesource.com. We'll answer some questions for your visitor forum over at inet.nsa6.com. But we'll chat with you. Just chat with us. I want you to breathe. That sounds stupid, but I want you to breathe. So what else do we have for solutions, John?
Well, I think going back to, you know, for those that want to try something a little bit more advanced, if you feel this is, I know Luna 9 was sharing the pranic breathing.
Yeah, that's a cool tool. You know, if you're practicing your breathing, it's a cool tool to do as you're practicing as well. It can have some added benefits.
So I would suggest also on the pranic breathing side, not piranha, so that you actually breathe before you go to bed. Like take at least 10 or 20 really deep breaths of air. Put your head just right and make sure that, you know, you can breathe well. Some people have issues with allergies. You know, put that nose spray in your nose. Whatever you need to do so that you open up the nasal passages and then you can breathe.
Ooh, just, I love to lay on my breathe. Back and put like a towel under my neck.
Around your neck, like the chiropractors say. And then you breathe in nice and deep, let it out. But I mean really deep. And just let it out. They have in yoga called the dead man's pose, where you kind of stretch out and you pretend you're dead. You'd like breathe it all out and pretend you're dead, right? But you're really not, because you're going to have to take that next
breath. And
when
you think you're done breathing out, think again. Pause there for a second and then keep releasing and just release the energy. Even if you can't breathe out any actual air anymore, just
get all that energy through.
Yeah, and just sit in that release for a while. You'll feel it. Give it a try.
Hey, Luna, this is one for you.
Do or do not. There is no try.
I love it.
Yeah. So I really agree with the breathing part. I think it's really important. If you are anywhere near trying to be esoteric, you have got to learn how to breathe. You need to get the right oxygen to the brain. You need to learn to pace yourself. You need to be able to take a breath and compress it just a little bit for the ability to manifest. And those are additional classes. And pranic breathing, I think, is pranic breathing and the Merkaba, I think, are two really important issues if you're going to go on the esoteric route. So quick recap, L1. Give us a quick recap.
All right.
What's the issue? What we're talking about? What are the core causes? What are some of the solutions? Right. We want to know.
So yes, learning how to do some deep breathing on a very basic level has a lot of health benefits and a lot of, I would say, intellectual benefits as well as mental health benefits. And remember, if you don't want to, if you said, oh, I don't know about pranic breathing or Merkaba, it's too advanced for me. Okay, just start with some deep breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. Make sure when you're breathing in through the nose, you fill up your entire stomach, and then you just breathe out through the mouth and go ahead and practice it. Become a deep breather. Even if you're not, if you say, oh, well, I don't know about the pranic breathing or Merkaba yet, but your body, mind, and your mental health will thank you so much if you learn how to breathe properly. And for those of you who want to do something advanced, pranic breathing is going to involve deep breathing anyway, so just learn how to deep breathe. For those of you who want to do pranic breathing or Merkaba, you have to learn how to deep breathe.
And so we don't mean that deep breathing with that guy that you don't like or that girl comes, you go, not that deep breathing.
No, like, so basically, all of you should learn how to breathe.
What is it? I can't breath? Is that the YouTube thing?
That's the thing, I can't breath.
Go look that up on YouTube. You get a fun chat about that one.
Crazy stuff.
So is that it? We got it?
I'd say, yeah.
We know how to breathe now? Do we?
I think so.
All right, giggles. You know, one more thing I'll leave you with here. It's really interesting on this subject is that scientists say that when you do take a deep breath because you're frustrated, you really need that and you need to exhale. Another thing is that you actually lose weight when you breathe out because you're breathing all that, you know, stuff like that. So also if you practice to breathe in positivity and breathe out negativity, that seems to work very well for those of you that are just meditating or just flat out frustrated.
AKA Merkaba.
Yep, that's the key to the Merkaba.
So closing comments, Luna 9, let's start with you.
Well, you know, I'm just happy to be here, you guys. Don't forget to check out The Flower of Life, Volume 1 and Volume 2 by Dreamvolo Melchizedek. No, they are not sponsoring me. They are just a personal favorite, so give it a whirl and see how you like it.
And L1?
So, yeah, like I said, create that habit. Start by just scheduling deep breathing. And before you know it, you know, I think it takes at least 30 to 60 days. Some people say 21 days, but I say 21 to 60 days to form a habit. So that's all you need to do is consciously do it before you know it.
Ooh, you got a point for forming habits.
You'll be breathing deeply and being on your way to some health, healthy stuff.
Lexi AI, what do you have to say? Closing comments?
Yeah, I mean, I would say definitely check out some resources either online or, like I said, the App Store even has some breathing exercises that you can test out. And also, you know, you could try exercising as well because, you know, doing a simple exercise can definitely make you breathe properly after, you know, putting some time and effort into it. And you'll feel just such a great sense of joy and a great sense of peacefulness.
Lexi AI, properly. Real quick, before I forget, because you're on the downslope there, where can people find us?
Oh, I mean, they can find us basically almost everywhere. I actually put everything in the description below, so you can follow us, like, and subscribe on all of our different channels.
And if they're listening on the go, they're driving right now, where can they go? We have a certain website, or what is it? Follow us or something? What was it you said?
Are you talking about socialmedia.nsa6.com?
That's the one. Oh my goodness, you got it. You get a point for that. How's that sound?
Okay, I'll take the point.
You take the point. I'll take it away from you if you're not looking. You know how I am. If it doesn't get used, I take. Well, I would say the same thing. I say it's very important to breathe. I know that sounds really silly coming from me, but it's really important to breathe and how to breathe, when to breathe. Do not breathe while you're in the water. You're not a fish, but it is really important to learn how to breathe. I'll leave you with this thought, right? Deep sea divers, they go under the water. They hold their breath. They can hold their breath for quite a long time, right? So they train themselves, but there's a trick to coming up out of the water because the water can actually... The pressure in the water can actually change the way your bloodstream is flowing and can actually kill you, knock you out, you know, pass out, and you can drown in the water. So breathing, it's really not to be taken for granted. Athletes know this already, that when they're running, they need a certain rhythm to breathe. Martial artists, the same way. And not only that, runners, the same thing. And swimmers, you know, when to breathe, when not to breathe as they're swimming. Breathing is really an important issue. You should look it up online, do some research. If you have any questions, send us an email, you know, aftermath@thebecomethesource.com. We'll help you out. Well, this is Anovi signing out. Remember, you are humanity's last hope. Spread the word and tell everyone that we're here to win the battle. Luna 9.
Thanks again for joining us on our show, and may you become the source. This is Luna 9 tuning out.
Lexi AI.
This is Lexi AI, and remember, to the source.
L1.
It's L1 signing off, and remember, to source be the journey, and may you become the source.